fish, baby. Yeah, baby. End of summer break.
Can you believe it?
All those school systems are getting ready to get the kids back in the classrooms.
August 10th is a big start day. Some kids have already started.
You're kidding me.
Mm-mm.
You know what? My birthday is the end of August, and if I had ever had to be in school on my birthday, I would never have finished eighth grade.
Well, mine is the 5th of September, and I never got to celebrate with my classmates because school hadn't started yet.
Oh, man. One of the things you can do, so with summer break ending now, your opportunity and your chances to get out with the kids are running very tight. You got to fit something in. We're going to cover some of those events. And one of them would be run up to Bison Ranch and join us today for the Crawfish Festival. We do have Romy on. He's on the cell phone. He's kind of driving between the meat packing plant where the crawfish were being held and where he's going to be cooking the crawfish. Buddy, how's reception right now?
Well, it sounds pretty good on my side, but I tell you what, I'm sitting here sweating. Y'all just may have to bring Amanda and all the kids and all the animals when you come. Hearing about how big that valley floor is going to get in the next couple of years, I'm never coming home. This is new home up here in the mountains.
Oh gosh! Well, the encouraging note for us, the Romeros, is that our home away from home, the population is actually going to go down in that county. So.
I'm staying up here.
We'll still have our getaway, that's for sure. Well, how do them crawfish look this morning, buddy?
Very good, very good. They've got about 1,200 pounds we brought in from Louisiana to cover everyone that pre-ordered ahead of time. You know, first and foremost, this event, when you started it, and we're trying to keep it as close to it as we can as a conservation effort, so we've been up here trapping all week. Well, you never know or have any guarantee of how many pounds you're going to trap. And, you know, just like if you got an Arizona surf and turf, trout and buffalo, you know, that chef didn't go out and harvest that from the wild. It's all farm raised and before it's served to your plate. Well, you can't sell wild crawfish either. So we just give it away to everyone at the festival. We never know how much we're going to trap. And it will probably come in between 8 and 1,000 pounds. We've got volunteers out this morning from the Sanderson Ford as well as the Arizona Mule Deer Association. So we'll have a final count when they bring their traps in, probably by about noon. But, you know, that 1,000 pounds, it sounds like a lot. You get a couple of hungry cages around the table, I can go pretty quick.
Tell me, what time are y'all going to fire the pots up? When are we going to drop our first batch of crawfish?
I think Bobby's already got the water boiling. We're going to start cooking here now, our Canyon coolers. We've been testing it all week. They keep crawfish hot for 6 hours. So we're going to have the coolers loaded. So when we start serving at noon, we'll have a good 800 to 900 pounds ready as we open the serving line.
Oh, well, that's a great improvement from what we've done the prior years, for sure. Being able to start at noon with 800 pounds already cooked up, that'll let you move through the line pretty quick.
Yes, sir. That's our hope, anyway. We'll see how it goes.
So we did start this Arizona Crawfish Festival, I don't know, it must have been about 2001 or 2002, based on Arizona Fish and Game's desire to bring the crawfish under control. They're a non-indigenous invasive species in the waters of Arizona, and they actually do a lot of harm to the environment and the habitat for our fish. So we figured, well, you know what? You need to eliminate crawfish. That's a call to all Cajuns. So we started the Crawfish Festival where we taught people how to trap the crawfish, how to clean the crawfish, how to cook the crawfish, and more importantly, how to eat the crawfish. And we figured if we could get enough Arizonans hooked on this hobby, we would kind of bring that crawfish population into check. But as Romy says, every year we go up there and we trap about 1,000 pounds of these critters. Romy, where are y'all trapping this year?
We're primarily at Woods Canyon again. We had a really good harvest there last year, and we were producing more than Willow Springs. Now, Willow Springs still has a lot, but it's a much bigger lake and much, much more big open water. Woods Canyon is just such a nice size, and the shorelines are so close together. you can set a lot more traps a lot quicker when you don't have to cross that big body of water, especially if there's a little wind coming. So everything's electric trolling motors, so it's not like you got a lot of horsepower to move you. So we went back to Woods Canyon just okay. because of the layout of the lake and the shoreline. And that's where we're at. Okay. We've got guys that went over to Black Canyon Lake that volunteered, and then we've got the guys from the Arizona Mule Deer Association are at Scotty's Lake, and I don't even know where Scotty's Lake is. They said it's around Pine Top Lake, so I've never heard of that one.
Very good. Very good.
They've got a bunch of traps over there, so we're anxious to see how their harvest comes in.
So, again, you can run up to Bison Ranch right there on the east side of northeast side of Heber Overgaard. We'll have the entire facility set up. Bring your kids. If you come up and want to just test crawfish, we'll serve and give away what we've trapped in Arizona. But, Romy, how about for somebody that's hungry?
For somebody that's hungry, you can purchase crawfish by the pound at the ticket counter. So if you don't want to risk not being, not knowing how much free crawfish is left from what we've trapped, you can buy it by the pound at, and while that lasts, I think we've got enough to sell another 400 pounds, if I remember correctly. So, but once that's gone as well, it'll just be down to whatever we have trapped locally.
Very good. Well, as soon as we wrap the show up at 11 o'clock, Jenny and I will be jumping our little tails in the Sanderson Ford Expedition and running up and getting to you as quick as we can. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll check back in with you in about an hour and see how the cooking's going.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Drive safe.
Thank you, sir.
He sounds nice and relaxed. He must be ready for us.
Well, I don't know how this festival got started. It was all just kind of by accident. But boy, we sure had years of fun putting it on. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all want to come up and have a little bit of fun today, come on up to Bison Ranch and join us for the Crawfish Festival. We're cooking 2,200 pounds of crawfish.
Live Cajun music, too.
Oh, lots of fun activities for the kids. Y'all come on up.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.